Bad habits develop over the holidays, don't they? If we could ask Sergeant at Arms to please call the absent members so that we can establish a quorum, that would be much appreciated. We have just a single measure on the calendar today, a modest item, which I think will not take long, but we do need some members, and particularly as the chair is the author and will be presenting the bill shortly, I'm loath to present the bill to an empty dais and then wait for members to arrive. So if we can just ask the Sergeant at Arms, as I say, to call the absent members and see if we can bring them in as quickly as possible, that would be just fine. Thank you.
All members have been called. Senator Ashburn will not be attending today.
Thank you. Once again, this is the Senate Committee on Environmental Quality. If Senators Pavley, Lowenthal, Hancock, Corbett are within the sound of my voice, it would be very much appreciated if they could join the committee in room 112. And that would allow us to proceed more expeditiously. I understand that Senator Ashburn will not be able to join us today. Once again, if Senator Pavley, Lowenthal, Hancock, and Corbett could join us, that would be helpful, please. Senator Renner, my inclination is to wait another minute or two, present the bill as a subcommittee, if that's agreeable with you. And hopefully we could then, ultimately we're going to need to round up a quorum anyway, and we're going to need you here for that. So I think we're going to have to wait until we get a quorum. Senator Hancock, welcome. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will call the roll for the purposes of establishing a quorum.
Simidian.
Here.
Runner.
Here.
Ashburn. Corbett.
Here.
Hancock.
Here.
Lowenthal. Pavley.
Call the absent members.
Pavley.
A quorum has been established. Thank you. Thank you, members. Members, we have only one measure before us today. That is my own SB 22, a relatively modest measure. I'm going to ask Senator Runner to chair while I present, and I think we can move along relatively expeditiously.
Okay, this is SB, no, it's not. I'm looking at the wrong one. This is a Corbett bill that's later, I guess. I'm on the floor, I was looking at SB 22 in here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. This is Senate Bill 22, and the chairman and the members will recall that in 2008, my legislation, SB 509, along with AB 1879 by Assemblymember Fuhrer, set the foundation for California's Green Chemistry Initiative. SB 509 created the Toxic Information Clearinghouse, which requires DTSC and OEHA to work together to identify and collect data concerning hazard traits of chemicals and then make the information available on the web. Over the coming year, DTSC and OEHA will be developing the Toxic Information Clearinghouse. This work is underway as we speak. The Green Ribbon Science Panel will be conducting a public meeting with DTSC and OEHA regarding clearinghouse implementation on January 24th and 25th. This bill simply clarifies that OEHA may recommend procedures for expediting the review and identification of hazard traits as part of the process of building the Toxic Information Clearinghouse. That clarification is needed in order to ensure that OEHA and DTSC work together efficiently to develop the most effective ways to identify hazard traits. I think it should be noted, additional amendments may well be needed as a result of the Green Ribbon Science Panel's meetings and the ongoing development of the Toxic Information Clearinghouse. I would respectfully ask for your aye vote, and Mr. Chair, in order to anticipate a question, yes, if additional amendments are needed, I would, of course, commit to bringing the bill back to the committee for debate, discussion, and a vote as amended. As I mentioned earlier, this is a process that is underway. It is a this year proposition, and we sort of need to be teed up. If it turns out the bill stands as it is, that's good. It gives the kind of gentle nudge that would be helpful in terms of the collaborative exercise. But I am candidly expecting that we're likely to want to weigh in a little bit more thoughtfully as the process unfolds. Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay. Testimony in support? Testimony in opposition? Questions from the members? Just a quick question. I guess I would anticipate that there would be additional amendments in this bill, given the fact that let me ask. Right now, the issue of authorizing the Office of OEHA to recommend procedures, is there a statute that prohibits them from doing that now?
No. I think the phrase I used, technical term, was a gentle nudge. I wanted to call out explicitly that that was the role here. One of the things we talked about, Senator Runner, you'll recall when we were dealing with these issues back in 2008, was the assurance that we weren't going to be creating new bureaucracies, that we were going to use existing talent. But that does require a measure of collaboration and coordination and cooperation that isn't always there. So this is, a starting point to simply give a nudge to make sure that folks are sharing information and cooperating by putting some language in statute.
Okay.
But I do expect more as the year develops and as we get a clearer sense of what's going to be necessary to make this happen.
Okay. Other questions?
Just an update on the green chemistry process?
Time does not permit an update on the green chemistry process. I think it is fair to say, and I'm trying now not to be an advocate, but to be an observer and a commentator. I think it's fair to say that there are a lot of folks out there who are anxious about the development so far, who are not sure that the administration has been able to take the legislation with which we were, you know, very collaborative. That's not a criticism. It's a sort of a statement of sort of where things are. The administration, as you'll recall, in 2008, worked closely with Assemblymember Fuhrer, worked closely with me in my office, was pursuing its green chemistry initiative even as we were pursuing legislation. But now comes the hard part, which is doing it. And I think people are feeling like, you know, that that's a struggle. So that was another reason, in particular, Senator Runner, why I thought it would be useful to have a measure in play now so that we've got something that can be responsive as some of these issues get teased out over the course of the next few months.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And I think at this point, for myself, I think since clearly I believe that this is going to include some additional issues into the future, for me, it seems to me that this is potentially opening the door for additional hurdles and regulatory environment, which obviously is a big concern for myself and many of my colleagues in terms of the employment issues, in terms of challenges for business community in the state of California. And this, it seems to me, opens the door for additional hurdles. And even though it's not in the content of the bill itself, clearly there's an intent to try to probably put some other things on in the future. So I'll be voting no based upon not the content, but based upon, it seems to me, potential, as you said, the idea of adding other things to it. But is there a motion on the bill? There's a motion. Please call the roll.
Simidian.
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Runner.
No.
Runner, no. Ashburn. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Hancock.
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. At five yes and one no.
Thank you. And then from this chair, I think I will simply say thank you to all the members of the committee for being here on a timely basis. I know that's a challenge on the first day of session in a new year, so my appreciation is chair. And this was the only item on our agenda. I see no reason to hold the roll. I don't believe we have anything teed up that will require another hearing. One of the reasons for today's hearing, first day back, is just that given our schedule. That's right. So I think this is it, based on what we expect right now. Thank you all. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.